Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In the battle at Gibeon's Pool, it's hard to know who struck the first blow. The text simply reads, quote, "Each one grasped his opponent by the head and thrust his sword in his opponent's side," 2 Samuel 2:16. Of course, that wasn't the end of it. 24 of the best young men slain. The competing became, quote, "a very fierce battle." The tide of the skirmish quickly turned, quote, "and Abner and the men of Israel were beaten before the servants of David," verse 17. Then the Spirit of God pauses to tell us about three brothers there, the sons of Zeruiah, David's sister, quote, "Joab and Abishai and Asahel," verse 18. Joab was David's commander. Abishai was Joab's older brother, and Asahel was the youngest of the three. Quote, "And Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle." Now, gazelles are very fast, but not very smart. So Asahel proved to be. He got his eye on the retreating general, Abner, and raced after him. Counting on his quickness to gain the advantage, Asahel wore no protective armor. As he gained on Abner, a conversation ensued. "Is that you, Asahel?" "Yes." "Stop and put some armor on." "Not a chance." "Look, I don't want to kill you. How would I face your brother Joab if I did?" Quote, "however," we read, "he refused to turn aside," verse 23. Finally, in an act of self-defense, Abner drove his spear handle backwards. It caught Asahel under his fifth rib, killing him on the spot. Finally, at, quote, "the hill of Ammah," verse 24, the two armies gathered. 20 had died on Joab's side, but 360 on Abner's side. Quote, "shall the sword devour forever?" Abner cried. "Do you not know that it will be bitter in the latter end?" Verse 26. It certainly would be, but Abner had started it. Quote, "where do wars and fights come from among you?" James 4:1. "Wrong desires," James says, "will always lead to conflict."
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.